Hey there, I'm Bjorn Orange, and you are listening to This Isn't Just a Cult, a work of real fiction. It looks like you have episode 1 queued up. Before you listen, I want to give you a little background. This Isn't Just a Cult started as a good name for a band. Then it became a band. Then it became an art collective with contributors from around the globe. There are, of course, musicians and visual artists and writers and thinkers and communicators. So this cabal, this assemblage, this hurly-burly collective, well, we decided that, you know, we'd start a podcast. You know, why not? Everybody's got a podcast. The thing is, with this podcast, there has never really been a plan. I mean, at first, I think we thought it would be a good idea to have a podcast to sort of highlight some of the writers and, you know, especially some of the musicians that were in this art collective. And with the episode that you're about to listen to, I think the plan was that we were going to have this one central character that you would hear in episode after episode and kind of follow that character around. Maybe that was the idea. I'm not sure. The thing is, that didn't actually happen. Instead, we got episodes of comedy, parody, poetry, fiction, and calls to action. So here's the deal. You're probably listening to this podcast for the very first time. And a lot of people, they want to go to episode 1 to figure out what is this thing about. And I don't think that episode 1 is a good representation of what this thing is about. I don't think any of them are really a good representation of what this thing is about because it's kind of all over the place. And I think that's kind of the point. Plus, honestly, we're still figuring this out. The audio quality is getting better, sort of, sometimes. It's evolving. It probably always will be. It's an art collective. It's hurly-burly. It's bedlam. What are you going to do? So, you know, try this one out. If you don't like it, try another. They're free. Have a good time. Enjoy. Okay. Thanks.
This isn't just a cult. This is a cabal. This is an assemblage. This is hurly-burly. This is disquiet. This is poetry. This is fiction. This is reality. This is bedlam. Shit. God damn. Fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fucking A. Fuck. What's wrong with me? Feeling like this. None of this matters. None of this actually matters. These are just thoughts. These are just simple, quite simple, simple thoughts. Thoughts aren't real. They are not real. These are just thoughts, and they are meaningless. They are misleading. They are misdemeanors against me, mostly. I don't need to do anything with them. Who's in charge here? Me? Or these thoughts? Me. Right? Me. I know this. And yet, you know, the knowledge provides no comfort. Whatever I think, whatever I know, whatever I do in the end, I'm always feeling the same. Just the same. Exactly the same. And they wonder why I abuse drugs. Fix a situation.
Bring into play a breeding ground.
To correct a problem.
For billionaires building castles in the air.
I do not abuse the hammer.
Breach of peace fights disease. Breathing needs brought you to me. My bride to be, my brass ring. For breaking free, for breaking free, for breaking free.
I shouldn't even be complaining about anything. I have a better life than most. You know, most people who don't really give a fuck about actually living life, most people working in marketing or analytics or software or data manipulation, or, I don't know, funeral homes, restaurants, tax shelters, convenience stores. Most people living in a tan, beige, brownish, drab, split-level, single-family ranch, gable-front, bungalow craftsman, Tudor double-wide on West Meadow Court Street, Circle Lane in, I don't know, Greenville, Wisconsin, or California, or Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware, Florida, Illinois, Georgia, Kentucky, Rhode Island, Texas, Greenville, Vermont, Indiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Iowa, North or South Carolina, Ohio, Greenville, New Jersey, Greenville, Pennsylvania, maybe even Greenville, Maine, or Greenville, Missouri. I'm guessing Mississippi, Greenville, Mississippi, sure, yeah. Greenville, New Hampshire, sure. And oh, New York, Greenville, New York. And yes, yes, on the subject of New York, let us not forget New York or New York City. That crowd, the society people, those folks in the brownstone loft, walk-up studio penthouses with the poodles and the retrievers and the bulldogs and their Rottweilers and the terriers and the pugs and the labradoodles, making wide circles around the homeless and the hapless with their headphones and matching activewear for both dog and human. Sure, yes, yes, yes. I am much better off than them. In comparison, I'm on top of the world. Yes, in contrast, certainly, it's true. I've got it all figured out.
No one can confidently say that he will still be living tomorrow.
Right? I mean, I get to do what I'm passionate about. I'm not passionate about anything.
If you spend spend all our time worrying about dying. Living isn't going to be much fun.
I don't need to worry about money. You shouldn't. And I've had all sorts of experiences. Hell, I've lived more in my life probably.
Millions long for immortality, who do not know what to do with themselves on a rainy Sunday afternoon.
More than half, I'm guessing, more than 50%, for sure, more than 50%.
That this beautiful when seemed to be the law had not had accident.
So why not keep doing this?
It is as common as life. Death may be the greatest of all human blessings. After our death, you will be what you were before our birth.
I wish I could just go to sleep and not wake up. All my life, I've had great dreams, wonderful, creative dreams, glorious, really, interactive, in fact. Seriously, what is that called? Lucid dreams. I mean, if a dream is going south, if it is something that I'm not enjoying, I can turn the channel. I can change it. Even if I am in a very deep sleep, most of the time. I mean, sometimes, sure, I can't. But if I could do it all the time, that would kind of cheapen the whole experience, right? That is a lot more than I can say in regards to my waking life. There, I can't even find the remote. Or it's like that Zenith we had when I was a kid. We had this TV, and the knob, the channel knob, you know, we didn't have a remote back then. I was the remote. But we had the thing was broken off, and we had this stub, this metal stub coming out, and we had a vice grip locked onto the stub coming out of the set where the old knob had broken off. And I would have to grab it with both hands and twist it kind of gently so it didn't slip off, because it was, you know, basically round. And I would twist it to the next channel and hope that it was worth the effort. It usually wasn't. And then I would re-grip and twist again.
Would have been nice to make presents with a phone call, but you had to order dinner at the cattle call. She's your daughter or your neighbor. Custom agents call you later. Ask for work and ask for favors. Don't ask and tell you later that. All society's breaking up like you and me. And as we're all in two, we'll accept the IOU. We'll draw the funds and been nice to make presents with a phone call, but you had to order dinner at the cattle call. Would have been nice to make presents with a phone call. Would have been nice to make presents with a phone call. Would have been nice to make presents with a phone call. Would have been nice to make presents with a phone call. Would have been nice.
Hello. I'm doing well. Yeah, thanks. How are you? No. I'm sorry. Thanks. I can't today, honestly. God, I am feeling really tired. No, I think it's the weather. I tell you what, maybe some other time. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And that'll be good. All right. Bye. Fuck that. Not again. Why would I want to go and do something like that again? Life is short. Real fucking short. Possibly even shorter if you like. Why would I want to spend that valuable time with people I do not respect and who do not respect me or even really know me or would even really want to know me or would really want to be around me if they actually did know me? No. But then again, I can't always be like this. What do I know? Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. Honestly, I'm not a great judge of character. Is that really the type of person I want to be? I mean, does he really deserve me as a judge? And then I wonder why I'm almost always feeling alone. Maybe, I mean, just maybe, it is because I keep putting myself in such miserable situations. I keep isolating myself and then blaming others. But you know what? That isn't always true. I keep doing the right things, you know, more or less. Yet the people I care about don't seem to give me a moment of their day. That is, unless they want something from me. How many times did I, send a song that I've created out to, you know, to people that I care about for feedback, you know? And then they don't even take a moment of their damn lives to actually listen to it. I mean, I would do that for them. I have done that for them. Or how many times have I written something out and they just seem uninterested in what I think. So it isn't all me. It's not all me. You know, I think a lot of people, they just don't care. And I find that, God, that's gotta be, they seem happier. They don't care. They seem happier, and I would like to be happier. So maybe I should just stop caring.
I can conceive of a one single day where I'd offer you everything, and you'd still wanna stay.
I don't know.
know where I got this thing. Oh, wait. In 1983. I was a groomsman at Mark Aitken's wedding. You know, the bass player. Mark Aitken. Yeah. Who was he marrying? Elisa, Mia, Katie, Chrissy, Christina, no. Chrissy. Sure enough, yeah, I remember Chrissy. Anyway, Mark gave all of us these, you know, like the groomsmen. I don't know, what, pocket knives? Really, they're bigger than pocket knives. I mean, yeah, they fit in your pocket, but, well, they aren't exactly hunting knives either, you know. They're a nice gift, really. I've had it all these years, but I don't think that I've ever used it for anything. I mean, it's a really nice knife, but it's still kind of a virgin. It's clean. There's been no ceremony. There's been no ritual. There's been no sacrament. There's been no words or gestures or symbols. There's been no blood. There's been no, sacrament. Maybe today's the day. I could just do it. I could just do it. Oh God. I mean, it's been years. I mean, decades. And there's no change. And why should I believe there will ever be anything else? Why should I believe that anything would ever really change? I keep thinking it's going to change. I mean, really change. I keep trying to get real change. Change. I'm trying to get my head to change. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't really think that's going to happen. So why shouldn't I just do it? It's going to happen sooner or later. It might as well be now. The choice seems simple enough. I just don't want to feel like this anymore. And it really won't matter anyway. None of this actually matters. None of this actually matters. None of this actually matters. Not seriously, really. I'm not gonna do it. Because these are only thoughts. These are only thoughts. Thoughts aren't real. These are only thoughts. These are only thoughts. These are only thoughts. These are only thoughts. Shake it off. Shake it off. These are only thoughts. These are only thoughts. These are only your own. Hello. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to schedule an appointment with, excuse me, Dr. Kurtz, please. Dr. Kurtz. Yeah. 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 Thank you. Yeah. Okay. You've been listening to This Isn't Just a Cult, a work of real fiction. This episode was written by Nino December and Bjorn Orange. Voice performance and production by Bjorn Orange. Featured music in this episode included, in order of appearance, Midland 13-885 by The Creeping Man, Miracle Drug by This Isn't Just a Cult, American Mail on the Subject of by Bosky Rumbluffer, Cattle Call by the Halcyon Brothers, I Wanted Suicide by Squid 1969, and Jingoistic Juggernaut by Squinting Matador. You can learn more about these artists and this art collective at thisisn'tjustacult.com or listen more at SoundCloud, Bandcamp, Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, and just about any other place you get your listening pleasures. This Isn't Just a Cult is a production of Higgins Turner Higgins, LLC. Thank you for listening.